You know, Jeffrey brought a very interesting point before us. So he begins to play with Delilah. And his response as to where his strength lies is he says, well, if you tie me with these seven green cords, I shall be weak and be as another man. You know, when you think of what he is saying, you know, the Lord has saved us marvelously so that we're not like men that were connected with Adam. We are new creation. We are of a new order of things. The Word of God tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 of this future, the full culmination of the redemptive work is that as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. We are attached to the image of the heavenly. And Samson is now playing with this woman. He says, listen, take some cords, bind them around me, and I'm going to be like any man. You know, young people, we don't want to be like any man. We don't want to be weak, and we don't want to be like the world. We see what is in the world. Sin, the devil, the flesh, all under condemnation. Do we want to again return to that? Remember the children of Israel in the wilderness? They said, listen, we want to go back to Egypt. Really? Do we really want to go back to that? So Samson now is in this state of silliness. It's a game. He's no longer under the influence of his head. He goes from the seven green cords or widths. The lords of the Philistines, you know what? This is how the world is. Delilah doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't have to go out and buy them and get them and say, you stay where you are. We'll bring them right where you are. Because we're interested in Samson. We're going to use our energies, our money, whatever, to defeat Samson. So they take up the seven cords. Had not been dried. They bind him with them. Samson breaks these things. Joke. Now Delilah, in a very subtle way, she says, honey, this is how the world, you know, this is how they talk. It's not going to be, Samson, Mr. Samson. No, honey, you're mocking me. Come on. I thought you loved me. I mean, when you came down here and you pursued me, you said, you know, Delilah, I love you. He hadn't said that to anybody else. So if you love me, show it to me. Because love is demonstrated, right? You can say all you want about, well, you know, I love you, but demonstrate it to me. So now she is weakening him based upon his emotions and his love, his affections for her. So he says, what? I'll tell you what. Now it's not just the seven cords. Now it's the new ropes that were never used. And all of these things, young people, they are drawing closer and closer, really, to the source of his strength. Now, the real source is the obedience, but the attachment to the hair. So it starts with the body, that which is physical. They put the new ropes on. He breaks them, right? Like a thread, end of verse 12. Delilah says to him, honey, honey now. You know, she might even say, you know, baby, you know, come on, Samson. She says, you're mocking. I mean, come on. You're telling me. And you know, I'll tell you, a woman can melt the heart of a man by just how she presents the words that she's saying. And Samson then, now he wants to play just a little closer to the source of Nazariteship. Verse 13, he says, if thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web. You see, before it was something that was far away from the hair that speaks of being under the authority, the lordship of Christ. But now it's playing in the hair. And young people, we have to be careful because, you know, one time it was just something way out there that really didn't affect us much. But then we start to say, well, I'm not telling this really to cut my hair. Well, yeah, just put something in it. And what happens? He's not defeated there, right? But you see what happens in verse 14? He awoke and went away with the pin of the beam and with the web in his hair. Think about that. Now he's not breaking away and falling away from his body, but he leaves with the things in his hair, drawing closer and closer to the source of his real strength.
And that's why I think it was mentioned the pride. I think this incident is really, you could tie it with 1 John to the pride of life. First, we had the lust of the eyes in 10:9 he saw. Mm. And the lust of the flesh, he went to a harlot. And now the pride of life, where he just keeps playing with fire. Again, just to go over it, we have the seven green cords. He has 7 locks of hair. And you have untouched ropes, his hair had never been cut. And then weaving his hair, it's directly related to his hair. You put them all together and it adds up to his final fall. Mm. And it's just the pride that he would be able to get up and break out. And that's what you see in verse 20, where he gets up to break out as if any other time.